podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
Would you guys like to play a little scruples game with me?
I would.
Mm-hmm. There's a game called Scruples, but sometimes scruples questions happen in real life, and that's what happened to me. I acted a certain way, and then later I regretted the way I acted.
Did you act a foo?
Well, no, and I've been kind of chewing on this and then randomly talking to some people about it, and it's been very funny to see how polarizing people's responses are to this issue.
Well, hit us.
Well, let me set the scene for you. It's at a movie theater, and I went by myself.
You do that.
But there's
a
guy who was in line ahead of me. Do you ever encounter somebody and you make like a snap judgment right away of kind of what kind of person they are? This guy exuded an aura of your favorite word, Emily, mm-hmm. jerk store.
Sure.
He just gave it. First of all, he's on his cell phone while he's getting his actual ticket.
Ugh.
So the little teenage girl behind the counter, she's trying to, he's barely acknowledging her. You know, all he did was just tell her what movie he kept it. And it was just kind of rude.
That's
like
so rude.
Like she didn't exist. But I mean, I could have been all right with that, you know. But he stayed on the phone. He was ignoring the woman who must have been his wife who was with him. And then they walk in again ahead of me, this time to the concession stand. And then he did the same thing to the kid who was working there, kind of ignored him, stayed on his phone. And when he did talk to this kid, he was condescending to him. So he was a total jerk.
Yeah, I want butter on my popcorn.
Yeah, who doesn't? Duh, hurry up. You know, it was just something really condescending.
Huh. That disgusts me, but go on.
So anyway, I'm sitting there and I'm thinking, you know, where's, what do... I just wanted to say something, but you can't say anything.
You wanted to shove him a little?
You can't just punch someone. It's illegal.
He was the epitome of an ass. But now here's where the story changes, because as he goes to put his change in his pocket, some other stuff fell out. Like there was a receipt and a $20 bill. Falls out on the ground. And he has no idea what's happened because he's still on his phone. And he starts walking away with his Coke and his popcorn and his wife trailing along there with him. And I just acted out of... I don't know. It was kind of like...
a reflex, like, kind of?
It was a reflex. Right. It was a reflex. It's just because the way I was raised, I scooped up the receipt. I scooped up the $20 bill, and I walked over to him, tapped him on the shoulder real fast to give him back his... No, I said, dude, you dropped this.
Sure.
Okay. So what would you... Jeremy, if I walked up to you, tapped you on the shoulder, and gave you a $20 bill you'd drop, what's your reaction?
I would thank you for that.
Oh,
I'm guessing
God.
He didn't.
What did he do?
He didn't say anything. He stayed on his phone call, took it, put it in his pocket, and then walked off. So I was raised that if you see that happen where somebody drops money or something like that, you don't even think twice. You pick it up and you go, hey, you dropped this.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I didn't even almost pay attention to the movie because I spent the whole time saying, this guy's the biggest jerk
you were
ever.
Stewing?
I'm stewing.
Why did I give him his money?
Because I felt like I made the wrong decision. Like this guy didn't, he was the last person on earth that you should have returned $20.
It showed
to.
Any kindness.
Yeah, but
to,
you but. Should. That reflects on you. You're a good person. You have good character. You helped a brother out, even though he's a jerk store. I would have done the same thing.
But what you just said is exactly why he should have kept the $20, because maybe that was Dom's good karma coming back at him that, oh, look, this 20 appeared in front of me. There it is. This D-bag it is not worthy of it, and I am, and the universe is telling me to
well,
pick
that's
it
theft.
Up.
And,
no, it's not.
That's
he
the universe saying that you're a thief.
It was right there on the ground. It's open.
But you saw where it came from.
Game.
You saw where it came from.
It's fair game.
It wasn't just a random 20 laying there.
I wouldn't put it in the theft category, but I thought about it for so long afterwards, like, oh, nobody in the world... is least deserving of getting this money back. Mm-hmm.
It was only a $20 bill. I don't think that's going to make or break the human, the jerk store human.
But it's still his 20, and you really don't know what's going on in his life. You don't know why he's angry. He could be on the phone with his dying father in the hospital, you know, and he could just be...
God, could you sound more like people who send us emails?
I'm just saying, I'm just trying to be realistic here.
I get that, you know...
You don't know what's going on in his life.
I do get that as far, you know, you've got to treat
maybe
this
it's
kind
not a,
of
maybe
behavior.
It's an aunt. It's not a father, it's an aunt. It's a dying aunt in the hospital.
Right? Not too close.
Yeah.
He's still going to see a movie. Right. He's not at the aunt's bedside.
He was still getting his popcorn.
She's going to make it. She's going to pull through.
Look, I'm the hippy-dippy one. I'm the ray of sunshine, and I get that you need to treat this type of behavior with love to kind of diffuse it. But man, oh man, because he was mean to multiple different people, I feel like you were a warrior for those that he was a jerk to. And I think that $20 was should have been rightfully yours. You're it was
gonna,
only
$20. You're going to laugh. But what I thought as I was sitting in the theater waiting for the movie to start, what I should have done in hindsight is take the $20 there at the concession stand, have that kid behind the concession stand break it into two tens.
Yep.
Give one of them to that kid and go back to the girl behind the counter who sold him the ticket and give her $10 as well and say, you deserve this for having to put up with jerks like that.
I think that's a fabulous idea. Too bad you didn't think about it in the moment.
Let me ask you this. If we did a five call says it all, what is your guess of what our listeners would say? Not what you think you should do.
They'd give it back.
But what they would have done in that situation.
They would give it back.
I think they'd be with me. I think they'd say, keep it. If it was a $50 bill, you give it back. $100, sure, you give it back. But
and
no,
it's
not 20?
Even. What if it's a 30? What it's if not it's 20 even, and a 10?
Thing is
a 20 and a 10.
Hold on. It's not even an issue of me keeping it. It's just not giving it back to him. Doing anything
right.
else with it.
But that's worse on your part than him being a jerk.
303-631-1MIX is our number. 631-1649. What would you do? Not what you think is right. What do you not think what people want to hear? What would you honestly do in that situation?
I just hope his aunt's okay.
Shut up, Jeremy. I swear I'm going to get t-shirts printed that just say,
shut up, Jeremy.
I swear I'm going to do that. Here's Shane. Shane, do you give it back or do you do something else with the money?
Yes, you give it back because it is not our place to judge other people. Whose right is it to decide whether the guy should get his money back or not? It's our situation to do what's right or what's wrong. The ball is in your court.
I think it is my right.
You don't know what's going on that phone.
Well, did you hear any of the conversation? Was there really a like?
There was no sick aunt. I'll tell you that. All right, Shane. So give the money back. I got your vote down. Thanks for being on the show.
Give the money. Think of what Gandhi would do. Think of what Martin Luther King Jr. would do, and you'll know what to do is right.
They'd go get Subway probably.
Shane, thank you for being on the show.
See, Jeremy's trying to be the good guy here, and then he makes a joke against Gandhi.
I'm trying to lighten it up against Gandhi here.
I will say this. First Gandhi reference in at least 3 years.
Yeah. Uh-huh. You seem to have dropped something.
Linda, good morning.
Good morning. I'm thinking about Gandhi.
I know. Who can't, right? So,
what movie was he seeing?
Shut up, Jeremy.
Mean Girls 2?
Can we get back to Linda?
Yeah, let's go.
What are we doing with the money, Linda?
Dom, we're giving it back because you can't let other people's behavior dictate your own ethics.
Yeah. There you go, Dom.
I know.
Says it all, buddy.
Now, you give it back, and I think he should have grabbed his popcorn and dumped it over his head.
Okay. No ethics in that.
I like that. Linda, thanks for being on the show.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Have a good day. Dump the popcorn on the head. Here's Seth. Seth, are you there?
Yeah.
What do you say about this?
Well, at first I was saying, neither give it back or keep it. But like you guys mentioned, give it to the two kids that were deserving of it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always on my phone, but I still acknowledge the human being around me. So.
Yeah. There's a couple of businesses that I go to. One of them is a dry cleaner, and they have very prominently placed a sign that says, we'll be very happy to wait on you as soon as you finish your phone call.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I like that.
It's just common courtesy.
So you're in the camp, though, of don't give it back to him.
Yep. Don't give it back to him. Those kids are more deserving of it than he is.
Mm-hmm. Have a great day, Seth.
Thank you.
Thanks well, they're still there making a salary, though.
I get ethics, but there's also lessons. And perhaps this meanie face needs to be taught a $20 lesson.
Although, if you think about it, and we got to get to Amanda's call and Angel's call, the thing is, it wouldn't be a lesson for him because he probably wouldn't even miss it. So he wouldn't learn anything from it.
Yeah, he didn't know.
It's not like I would go up to him and grab him by the collar and rip $20 out of his hand and say, you lose this $20.
Right. Or you show it to him in his face and then run off. Yeah, this was yours.
I'll say, you may or may not have dropped this. Mm-hmm. You'll never know for sure.
And then you run off giggling.
I'm
going to go give it to those two kids who work here at the theater.
And they'll be like, what is this for?
$10.
Hello, Angel.
Hello.
How are we voting here?
I'm saying that you should give it back. Good deeds are just meant to be anonymous. They don't need to be recognized.
No. It had nothing to do with it. I wasn't looking for recognition. I was just, the guy is just a major jerk, and I regretted that he had a good deed done to him.
Well, maybe more good deeds get done to him, and he'll change his mind later.
And his poor aunt is dying on the phone.
I know that there are some really Pollyanna people out there. I don't think anything will ever change this guy from being a jerk. But
I think,
you just think some people have a jerk gene?
Yeah. Yeah, it's like the end
maybe.
Chromosome, yeah.
Angel, have a great day, okay?
Thank you, you too.
Thanks for being on the show.
Hey, how was the woman? You should have hit on the woman. Was she a looker?
Take that.
How's that for karma?
I'm sleeping with your wife.
Hey, I got this $20 bill, lady. You want to go grab a cocktail?
What can I get?
Here's Amanda. Good morning, Amanda.
Good morning.
All right, so let me guess. You're going to vote for Give It Back.
Well, yeah, because you wouldn't have known that he wasn't going to take a second to get off his phone and thank you. Obviously, that's what you expected and what he should have done. But after the movie, I would have approached him and been like, you know, it would have been nice for you to get off the phone and acknowledge the fact that I did a good deed for you. Keep that in mind. I probably would have done that.
But my emphasis is not on him acknowledging that. It was just acknowledging anybody in the universe. You know, because he came into contact with three people and was condescending to all three people.
Yeah, but maybe just mentioning how you felt about his interaction or lack thereof with you could have made him realize.
Wait a minute. Are you telling me that I should have told him about my feelings? Is that what you're saying?
Started crying.
Kind of a girly thing.
Single tear. Let me tell you how this makes me feel.
Have a tissue. She's like, all right.
Amanda, have a great day.
You too.
Thanks for being on the show. All right. So it was 4-1 in favor of Give It Back, which is what happened. I just felt a little regret about it later.
Well, you're a better person for it, Testa. Good job. I totally would have kept it, though.
I knew you were lying.
You and Gandhi.
I knew you were lying. One more time. Shut up, Jeremy.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.